BBC Northern Ireland, for the first time ever, will take part in Belfast Pride this year. The Nolan Show can also reveal this morning that BBC Northern Ireland has offered its staff, BBC staff, the opportunity to discuss individual programmes being branded in Belfast Pride. BBC Northern Ireland management sent a note asking staff to have a discussion with them if they want their shows to be represented. The note says, if you're part of a team that makes BBC programmes, you may like to promote your show brand in the parade. There are therefore legitimate questions this morning for BBC Northern Ireland. The Belfast Pride Parade describes itself as a celebration of LGBT people, and many of you will feel that this is a positive, progressive step for BBC Northern Ireland to make. This has never happened before. There will be some of you who think that this should have happened a long time before now. And we're looking for your calls this morning, 03030 80 55 55. Do you congratulate BBC Northern Ireland on what it's done? There's another side to this, though, because Belfast Pride also officially describes itself as a big weekend of protest. They say, we want to see the recent progress on reproductive rights and marriage equality turn into real change. So some of you will be asking, how is BBC Northern Ireland participating in a parade that bills itself as a weekend of protest? A parade that bills itself as leading the charge to make same-sex marriage legal in Northern Ireland. What assurances can BBC Northern Ireland give, for example, to the DUP, who oppose same-sex marriage? What assurances can they give to some of you, members of the public, and indeed parties like the DUP, that the BBC is impartial in this current live political discussion, if it is telling staff programme brands may be at this parade protesting for these changes? So how do you feel, whichever side of this debate you're on, about BBC Northern Ireland for the first time ever being part of Belfast Pride? 03030 80 55 55. Now, we asked BBC Northern Ireland to put a spokesperson up to explain to licence fee payers their thinking behind this, and BBC Northern Ireland are refusing to do so. So at the top of this programme today, I would say this to the BBC Northern Ireland management team. In exactly the same way that when a chief executive or a senior manager from the health service, when a politician does not come onto this programme, why on earth are you not fronting up and explaining to the public your thinking behind this? Where are you? And are people not entitled, licence fee payers this morning, are they not entitled to hear a real live person describe your thinking behind this? LGBT issues and gay issues are discussed on BBC Northern Ireland most weeks of the year. So where is a manager to front up and explain the thinking behind this? They've given us a statement, and if Radio Ulster was full of statements all day, it wouldn't really sound the same. But here is a BBC statement on this. They say, we're proud to be a diverse and inclusive organisation. BBC Pride is a UK-wide initiative run independently by staff, which brings together people of all sexualities working with the BBC, offering friendship, support, advice and a range of events. A number of staff have now established the network in BBC Northern Ireland where LGBT employees, their friends, families and colleagues will join staff in taking part in their local Pride parade, as BBC colleagues have with other Pride events around the UK. And they conclude in their statement, our programmes continue to adhere to BBC editorial guidelines and values. Well, some of the questions, whether the BBC are putting someone up or not, some of the questions to the management team this morning are as follows. If individual programmes are going to be have the potential to be branded at this Belfast Pride parade, then how on earth can the public trust that those programme teams are going to be perceived to be impartial? That is a fair question. What has been the thinking behind this? Why is this happening this year for the first time ever? Just some of the questions that no doubt you will have. And as I say, many of you will feel this is a fantastic move by BBC Northern Ireland, and we want to hear from you this morning too. 03030 80 55 55. Let's get reaction this morning from the TUV leader, Jim Allister. Well, this is for the first time ever, Jim. What are your thoughts behind this?
Well, am I surprised? No, because this is a subject matter that the BBC, in particular the Nolan programme, has obsessed about for years. So to find them coming out into a pride parade is no great surprise. Is it appropriate? Utterly not. Because, you know, you just read out from the BBC a statement that says they will continue to provide their public service in accordance with their values. Well, we now know what their values are.
No, you don't.
On this controversial issue.
No, you don't.
And on this highly political issue. Because by taking part in what can only be described as a political demonstration...
No, it's a celebration of LGBT people well, Jim.
No, no. It's a political demonstration in support of political demands, in support of legislative change. It doesn't get more political than that. By taking part officially as the BBC, and maybe as the Nolan Show, I'm sure you'll tell us, in such a parade, then the BBC is very clearly declaring what its values are on this issue and denuding itself of any objectivity when these matters are debated. Because it's quite clear now that BBC is emphatically, unequivocally, unapologetically on the side of the political debate that's represented by the LGBT
Well, a couple of things to address that. And the BBC are not here to defend themselves this morning. Well, I am here to make sure that Hold on just one moment. Just one moment. First of all, one of the signals that the BBC is impartial, one of the signs of our impartiality across the board, Jim Allister, is the fact that here is the Nolan Show, part of the BBC, raising this issue, giving people like you a platform to challenge the BBC about this decision and giving the wider public an opportunity this morning to come on and express their views on both sides of the argument.
I appreciate you have to save some face, having made a political decision, having decided which side of the political argument you're on, you have to try and save some face. So bring on Jim Allister, bring on somebody who'll be displeased by this and give them their say up to a degree. Of course you're saving face, but the reality is that BBC has declared itself on one of the most controversial and political issues of the current debate in Northern Ireland.
So the BBC has not declared it is taking a position on the contentious issues within the gay marriage, for example, same-sex marriage.
It is
saying that people who wish to go, staff who wish to go to this parade can go with a BBC T-shirt on. That if BBC staff want to collect, let me just finish the point, Jim. There's loads of time this morning, but as many organisations, you know, banking organisations, the PSNI decided, what was it, 2 years ago that they, for the first time, would go to Belfast Pride. Many organisations have declared, do you know what? Actually, we're going to go and stand shoulder to shoulder with gay people, just as we do with heterosexual people and people of all sexuality.
No, sorry, that's not what they're doing. Because it's quite clear, and you said it yourself when you outlined that this wasn't just what you called a celebration, it was also a protest weekend. What are they protesting about? They're protesting about the need for political change, the need for legislative change. That is wholly, utterly political. So when the BBC decides that it's going to endorse that and wear BBC T-shirts and participate in that, it is embracing, it is endorsing that political campaign, just as the PSNI shamefully are, and others. But there's no, you know, I don't understand why the BBC and others don't face up to that, try to hide behind that, when that's the reality of what they're doing. But I ask again, is the Nolan Show, having obsessed about this issue for years, now going to come out and take part in this parade as well? I think your listeners, if you're debating this, are entitled to know what stand the Nolan Show's taking in terms of participation.
Well, the question, and the Nolan Show isn't just down to me. The Nolan Show has a team of people, and then there is a management structure above the Nolan Show. But one of the questions that I would be asking about the Nolan Show, if indeed it was deciding whether to go or not to go to that parade, is how would the listeners perceive our impartiality? Would it affect how they would perceive our impartiality or not, if we are actually debating and we are impartial on issues like same-sex marriage and other issues within the LGBT community? And that
you
is a question.
You go on believing that, Stephen. You go on believing that. I think a lot of your listeners have concluded a long time ago that the obsession that the Nolan Show has with these subjects illustrates that their objectivity is long since gone.
And as I say, people like you who have a particular view on same-sex marriage, who have a particular view on the rights of homosexuals, are given a platform every single time we debate this issue. Let me bring in the STL.
I think if you want to compare that, just compare the number of times when you bring on someone like me that I'm interrupted by the presenter, compared with the number of times that a supporter of LGBT issues is interrupted. I think that also speaks to the consensus within the BBC.
The SLP councillor, Seamus de Foyche, with us today. Morning to you, Seamus.
Morning, Stephen.
Do you think this is a progressive, positive move by BBC Northern Ireland?
I think it is. I think I have to say it's a bit rich for Jim Allister to say that he is, that any other show is obsessed about LGBT issues, as it seems to be. Jim is now one of the few people who continues to speak out and oppose any form of equality here. I do find that a little bit rich. I think it's very clear that every year we have a growing Pride Festival in Belfast. We have more and more employers looking to take part, showing support and solidarity for their LGBT employees. We know now that it's very clear one of the barriers and obstacles to people feeling comfortable in who they are is their willingness or ability to feel that they can be open in their place of work and honest about who they are as a person. And the BBC is clearly providing an appropriate level of support and space for their employees.
But the BBC is saying it will have a discussion with those members of staff, Seamus, who want to brand the programmes they're working in as part of this parade. So what does that mean? Can we really have, and I don't know, because no management have decided to turn up this morning. No management have decided to front up, despite the fact, and I'll say it again, that this organisation asks people every single day of the week to front up, to come on programmes like this and Talkback and Good Morning Ulster and Spotlight. And yet the BBC has decided that they're not going to put a live, real person in here to answer these legitimate questions. And here's another one of them, Seamus.
Well,
at the top of the description for this year's parade, the chair of it, it is described, here's the quote, "Darling, I want my gay rights now." That's how they're describing this parade. Now, BBC Northern Ireland will be marching in a parade where the headline is, "Darling, I want my gay rights now." There are some people who have a point of view that some of those, what is being described as gay rights, in other words, same-sex marriage, they are against it. Are they not entitled to perceive the BBC to be neutral on that issue, Seamus?
I don't think anybody can be neutral on somebody's humanity, Stephen. I think that's part of the problem and how we've viewed this question for so many years. BBC staff members who would identify as being LGBT are entitled to know that their employer is supportive, just as any staff member in any organisation should be entitled to know. And I mean, that's why this year I made the effort to reach out to Ulster GAA, to Ulster Rugby, and to the IFA and suggest that they take part as well as a clear demonstration to LGBT players, volunteers and supporters that their support was there as well, much in the same way as other sporting organisations or the likes of RTE take part in Dublin Pride. They are showing support for their staff members.
But same-sex marriage is legalised in Dublin, in Ireland. There is a live political debate in Northern Ireland about whether same-sex marriage should be legalised or not. It is subject to real debate in Northern Ireland at this time. And BBC Northern Ireland is participating in a parade, which, among other things, is protesting for same-sex marriage to be legalised.
And I don't see any difficulty with that whatsoever, because, again, it is about whether or not organisations, whether it's the BBC or anybody else, recognise the humanity of their staff. This is not about creating two spiritual narratives of human beings. I think, rather, we're in the business of trying to make sure that everybody is viewed as equal.
Tim Alistair?
Well, I think it's quite clear that those who participate are declaring where they stand and declaring that those of us who stand against that are wrong, that they disagree with us. And I think that is a very clear choice. It's not a question of humanity or anything else. And as for this nonsense that it's about supporting staff, every member of staff of every organisation has the existing panoply of protections in the law against discrimination because of sexual orientation or gender or age or anything else of that nature. But we have this narrative grown up that the LGBT community are so special that they must be treated so differently.
Jim, some people might argue, might be treated just like you are. Just yes. Like you are, in that if you want to get married in Northern Ireland, you can.
Because I'm married to a woman, and that's what.
That's your choice.
Is. A marriage to a man, between a man and a woman. But, you know, I, as an employee, anyone as an employee, has exactly the same employment rights. So to cloak this by saying,
well, in Northern Ireland, that's
staff.
Let's then finish, Seamus, one second.
That is the law. The law, the anti-discrimination law, cover all of that. We have this narrative that LGBT are so special, they need extra cosseting in all of this. Well, I'm sorry, I reject that.
Jim, you do realise that the BBC participates in gay pride parades elsewhere in the UK, and up until this year, Northern Ireland was the only place that the BBC did not.
And I do realise.
And do you not realise that there might be some people arguing this morning that actually all that's happening here is Northern Ireland is doing what normally happens everywhere else?
Well, be careful. Let's be very clear. In Northern Ireland, as you've identified yourself, things are different because it's a political campaign to change the law of the land. The law of the land has already been changed in GB, so it doesn't have the same political overtones. So the BBC in Northern Ireland is very clearly and unequivocally declaring itself on the side of those campaigning to change the law.
And the BBC would reject that, would fundamentally reject that.
And I don't think that's any place for a public broadcaster that then pretends that nonetheless it can conduct objective debates.
And this debate this morning on
it has made up its mind.
And this debate, if you listen to the first few minutes of this programme this morning, BBC Northern Ireland management is being challenged by a BBC Northern Ireland presenter. That is a sign of our objectivity. You're being given a platform to criticise the BBC on its decision to participate in Belfast Pride. That is a sign of our objectivity.
Sorry, none of that changes the reality that the BBC, by this action, has aligned itself with the campaign for political and legislative change.
The BBC would reject that.
Well, they can reject it as much
as they like. The BBC would say that they have aligned themselves with their staff having the right to participate in a celebration of gay people if they choose to do so.
No, the BBC is going much further than that. This is not a celebration, as you call it. This, as those who organise it have declared, is a protest, a political protest, demanding political and legislative change. So by participating, the BBC embrace and endorsed that. There's no getting away from that. And that, therefore, totally pulls the rug from under them when they come to saying, oh, but we're going to have an objective, independent debate.
Stay there for me. Let me see what you all think this morning.
I think you know I can't stay very long.
Do you? Well, stay for just another few minutes, Jim, if you can. Peter in Belfast, 0330 80 55 55. Morning, Peter.
Well, I don't think what all the hullabaloo is, because at the end of the day, everybody says it's normal way of life. So let the BBC staff take it in whatever way they want. But, you know, the thing is, are they going to use being a staff member of the BBC as cover because they maybe don't want to come out and say they are gay? You know,
there's no suggestion of that whatsoever.
Well, you know,
there's no suggestion of that.
Yeah, well, that's okay. But I don't see why you're having a big programme about it. If it's normal, we should just get on with life and not worry about it, okay?
But Peter, where does this go next? If BBC Northern Ireland is participating in Gay Pride this year, what happens if an organisation, for example, I don't know, let's take this off the top of our head, an Irish language rights organisation decides to have a march in Belfast next year? Would staff be free and would staff be allowed to march in that with a BBC T-shirt on?
Yes.
Would staff be allowed to march in Orange Fest with a BBC T-shirt on? I think yes. Those are, again, legitimate questions for not just the BBC here in Northern Ireland, but legitimate questions as to you, the public. What do you think should be happening? And that's what I'm asking you, Peter.
Yeah, they should be allowed to do it. As long as you're not breaking laws, you should be able to do whatever they want. You know what I mean? I don't see a big issue about actually this programme this morning about it. If it's a natural thing to do, you do it, and that's it. End of story.
And David in North Belfast. Morning, David.
Stephen, just another thing. I want to pull you up again. You still haven't brought the local MMM on when you're on about LGBT rights. I've asked you for 2.5 years, and you still haven't done it. Secondly, you have been impartial on the radio about LGBT rights. And thirdly, what would happen if a BBC staff member or members walked in an Orange Parade with BBC Ulster T-shirts on? What would happen to them?
Well, what do you think should happen?
Well, listen, I'm asking you. You work for, I don't know what would happen if you don't. What would happen if you walked in an Orange Parade with a BBC T-shirt on?
What's your point of view in this, Jim?
They'd be sacked. Yet they're allowed to go on an LGBT thing that is political. Jim Allister is absolutely correct.
And you do know that the BBC, everywhere else in the UK, participates gay pride parades.
In the UK, gay marriage is legal. It's not legal here. They're supporting something that's not legal. Would you be allowed to support an illegal loyalist or Republican march?
Well, look, the gay pride parade, you're mixing apples with oranges there.
No,
the gay pride parade is not illegal, so nobody is supporting anything that's illegal. The gay pride parade, some of the people at the gay pride parade are campaigning for same-sex marriage to become legal, and that is a very much different thing, David.
Gay marriage legalized.
That is part of, well, the headline slogan of this year's Gay Pride is, "Darling, I want my gay rights now." And among that is the right for marriage equality, as they describe it in their blurb, in their description of this. Seamus?
Sorry, Stephen.
Seamus, before
you.
Morning, Seamus. Go ahead, Seamus.
Stephen, the reason why this is political is because for years we've had legislators like Jim Allister who have taken decisions to discriminate against LGBT people in Northern Ireland.
Jim Allister would say he does not discriminate against LGBT people. That he's got the right because of his Christian beliefs and other beliefs to oppose same-sex marriage, and that is not discrimination.
He views LGBT relationships as being a category apart from heterosexual relationships. That is, as far as I'm concerned, discrimination. He has also spoken out on a range of other issues around LGBT rights and actively made it very clear that he is not for equal protection. And this is not about us looking for some kind of special category here. It's just we're looking about equality and treating people equally. under the law and in terms of how we view people in society. That is no special ask. It is no huge difficulty. In fact, it should be the norm. If we were to start off tomorrow and build some new country or new state and we were to look at it blindly, automatically you would say that you want to treat people equally under the law. I fail to see why we should let people like Jim Allister hold us back any further.
OK, Seamus, thank you. Jim Allister, thank you very much.